Student's Book, Unit 5, Lesson 2, Exercise 1. Listen to part of a podcast about the future of work. Tick the speaker's prediction about the future of work.
Hello and welcome to my podcast, where we look at the world of work and the future. I'm joined now by Mina Mahmoud, who looks at future trends in the workplace. Welcome, Mina.
Thank you, Selma.
So, what do you think is the most important future trend in work we need to know about?
I'd say the biggest change will be that companies will stop seeing work as something everyone does in the same place and at the same time. A lot of employees were already working from home in 2020 and 2021. Employees will carry on with this, and even more workers will join them. The research shows that home workers are very efficient, and working from home is good for the environment. We also know that employees are more motivated if they decide their own schedule.
Does this mean that employees will have more control over other areas of their working lives? Will more people start working on their own rather than in teams?
Yes. More companies who are already expecting their employees to work independently will continue doing this, and others will soon catch up. Giving employees more responsibility encourages them to work harder. They enjoy making more decisions on their own and deciding how they work.
Do you think that employees will use technology to help them work more efficiently?
I think we'll definitely stop sending emails in the next 10 or 20 years and use other ways of communicating.
Why?
The research suggests people think virtual meetings are a more effective way of solving problems and brainstorming ideas than sending and reading emails. So these ways of communicating are likely to become more popular, and emails will become less popular.
That seems to be logical. I'll definitely remember to invite our team to a virtual meeting instead of sending them 100 emails from now on.